At the 2014 Farm Progress Show, we're at the Monsanto Media Center. I'm going to talk with Sean Evans, who is a corn technology development manager with Monsanto, and you work in the area of corn rootworm, Sean?
That's correct, focusing on below-ground traits for rootworm protection.
So where are we at on rootworm here in 2014?
So overall, it seems like corn rootworm's taking a back seat to other management challenges, including, you know, some areas that we haven't had enough rain, some areas we've had too much. Disease pressure seems to be up this year in corn and soybeans. But one thing's for certain, corn rootworms didn't go anywhere. Although populations might be down, we still have localized areas where they're doing just fine. And so it's one of those things where, while we're very comfortable with the fact that corn rootworm doesn't seem to be making quite the appearance that it did in the last few years, we want to be vigilant and make sure that we're moving into 2015 with a good handle on what corn rootworm pressure were in the fields out in the countryside and being able to make some real good management decisions around that.
Now, as part of that, because the crops are doing well and they've had the good rains, I mean, you're not seeing the rootworm damage maybe as much?
Yeah, I'm not so sure that that's the leading reason. There are certainly other things that have helped us out. You know, if you look at the winter, we had a very cold, extended winter, a number of days where, you know, we were below that threshold temperature. And it wasn't only the degree of cold that we had, but how long it lasted. And that really, I think, took some of the edge off. You know, we've also seen that we've had some timely rains this spring, and when the larvae are really small, they're very susceptible to water. And you know, if they don't have oxygen, they don't survive, and they can't survive to chew on the roots and cause the damage that we see. And in all reality, it's probably a combination of all those things. And for whatever reason, we're seeing a wide geography where the populations are depressed.
Any particular hot spots or?
No, I mean, we always see localized hot spots, and oftentimes those are on the continuous corn acre. And generally, they are in areas that were relatively higher yielding the year before, so it provided a really good food source for those adult beetles to move in. And when they move in and they hang out and they're happy, they're going to lay their eggs and try to establish a family there, and that's generally what happens.
So talk about Monsanto products and what's coming down the pipe here.
So currently, we've got a set of best management practices, and those are really for the grower that feels as if they're at high risk for corn rootworm damage. Oftentimes, that's a continuous corn acre, continuous use of a single trait, and in those situations, we recommend our best management practices, or BMPs. And the first and foremost product that we would recommend is to rotate to soybeans. It resets that field, eliminates that population that could be a potential problem. And really, you've got a couple years at that point before you have to rely on beetles to move in after that soybean crop to reestablish themselves. Now, we know not all growers are going to rotate, and certainly there are situations where corn on corn is obviously the economic advantage for the grower. So in those situations, we would recommend that they use a dual mode of action trait and move away from single mode of action traits. And Genuity SmartStax Rib Complete provides that dual mode of action. We've seen very good performance of that on the high-pressure acre. And if a grower can't find the genetics that they like in SmartStax, then obviously there are single mode of action traits out there. There's untraited corn. And if we're going to be going that direction, we really need to be using a secondary control strategy, and that's the incorporation of soil-applied insecticides. You'd asked about other products, so we've got a new product coming down the pipeline. We're showcasing it here at the Farm Progress Show, and we're going to call that product SmartStax Pro. That product essentially works off of SmartStax, so it provides all the features and benefits that SmartStax provided with dual mode of action for below ground pests. And then we add a completely new mode of action called RNAi, or RNA interference. And that mode of action essentially takes advantage of a naturally occurring process in the insect and in which the plant expresses proteins that essentially turn off the genes in the insect that it needs to be able to survive its or to complete its life cycle. We're very excited about it. It's going to be not only the first triple mode of action trait, but it also incorporates two completely different technologies, and it's going to be a really good tool for growers if they're concerned about resistance. And it's going to provide a greater window of control, so we're going to get to see that season-long control with this added mode of action.